not just for your calm, but for the way I spoke to you earlier. I knew the death of your patient would be a sore subject. I just...
couldn't help yourself. Yeah, I'm starting to see how that's kind of a thing with you.
I assume you've told my father about what happened tonight. Did I miss that brownstone?
Actually, you're not. I spoke with him, and since what you did at the hospital had nothing to do with drugs, he's agreed to give you another chance.
You've decided to stay on as my companion, haven't you? You never would have agreed if you hadn't. I'm very pleased, Watson. Not for myself, of course, but for you. I happen to think there's some hope for you as an investigator.
I want you to let me in on the rest of the plan. To get Matt up. I know you wouldn't have wrecked my car unless it was part of some elaborate... temper tantrum. In that case, I want you to tell me about London.
Big place. Lots of rain.
I want you to tell me about what happened to you in London.
Why is it so important to you?
Because if I'm going to stay with you, I need to know everything.
Actually, you don't need to know anything other than I'm a recovering addict. You want to know about London because you think it will connect us in a more meaningful way. In case you hadn't noticed, I don't have meaningful connections. Why are you smiling?
Because now I know it was a woman.
What makes you say that?
You're trying too hard. Just like you were the other day with that tattooed lady. All that sexist repellent crap. You can connect to people. It just frightens you.
My bail hearing is at 9 tomorrow. I trust I'll see you there.
Oh.